All right, today we are going to tackle one of the most iconic and, let's be honest, one of the most challenging exercises in the entire Pilates repertoire, the roll-up. It looks so simple, right? But getting it right, well, that's a whole different story. So let's break down what makes this move tick and how you can finally master it.
You know, this one simple phrase gets to the very heart of the roll-up. Peel, don't yank. It's not about brute force or speed. It's all about control, articulation, and a very specific feeling. It's literally the difference between using momentum to fling yourself up and using your deep core to peel yourself off the mat bit by bit.
So, have you ever found yourself stuck halfway up with your feet flying off the floor and you're just stuck? Yeah, you are not alone. This movement demands a really unique combination of strength, flexibility, and coordination. But hey, don't worry, we're about to break down exactly why it's so tough and give you the tools to finally get it.
So what is it really? It's a segmental spinal flexion. Okay, that sounds super technical, right? But it's actually a pretty simple idea. I want you to imagine your spine is like a string of pearls. The goal is to lift one pearl, then the next off the mat in this smooth, sequential curve. It's all about that one bone at a time articulation.
Okay, so before we can even think about tackling the full roll-up, we have to build the foundation. This first part is all about teaching our body the correct way to move so the core mechanics become second nature.
And this is where we really learn what it means to peel. The goal here is to start that curl purely from your deep abdominal muscles and completely get rid of the yank that happens when we throw our arms or let our hip flexors take over. This is where the real work, and honestly, the real magic happens.
So how do we do that? Well, we've got two fantastic prep exercises that are going to be our secret weapons. On one side, we have the assisted supine curl, which is going to teach you the full path of the motion. And on the other, the seated half rollback, which isolates and strengthens that deep abdominal scoop. Both are designed to build that perfect controlled peel.
Okay, for our first prep, the whole key here is using your hands to help you out. You inhale the arms up, then as you exhale, you nod your chin and just begin to curl your head and shoulders off the mat. And here's the brilliant part. You physically walk your hands up your thighs to come all the way up. This support teaches your body the entire path and builds that muscle memory without letting your weaker abs just give up.
Now, our second prep exercise. This one comes at it from a slightly different angle. You start seated, and the focus is all on that exhale. As you breathe out, you initiate by scooping your lower abs in and up. That's what tucks your pelvis and creates that deep C curve in your spine. Seriously, mastering this scoop is like building the engine that's going to power the whole roll-up.
Okay, you with me? The foundation is set. Now it's time to put it all together and tackle the full classic Pilates roll-up.
So, what's our goal now? It's super clear. We are aiming for that beautiful, seamless articulation both on the way up and on the way down, all while keeping the legs long and using absolutely zero momentum. This, right here, is the ultimate test of pure control.
So let's break down the full sequence, step by step. It starts with an inhale as your arms reach up. Then, on the exhale, the real work begins. You nod the chin. Then you start that slow peel off the mat. Head, then sternum, and then your ribs one by one. You reach forward with a hollow abdomen before you reverse the whole journey, starting the roll down from your pelvis to place each vertebra back on the floor.
Okay, I'm going to give you a pro tip that honestly changes everything. It's all about the tempo. The secret is a slow, even count. Think 1, 2, 3, 4 on the way up, and 1, 2, 3, 4 on the way down. This pace is your ultimate defense against momentum. It forces every single muscle to engage and every bone to articulate.
But let's be real. What happens when it doesn't quite go according to plan? Now we get into the troubleshooting, how to fix those common sticking points, and how to modify the exercise so it actually works for your body.
So, are your feet popping off the mat? Do you feel like you're just throwing your arms to get up? Maybe you feel more like a stiff board than a smooth roll. Come on, we've all been there. Let's figure out what's going on and find a direct solution.
All right, let's run through the most common issues and how to fix them. If your feet are lifting, just try bending your knees a little or even use a strap to anchor them down. If you're throwing your arms, the answer is to slow that count way down. And if you feel like you're hinging up like a board, that mental cue to melt your sternum first can be a total game changer. Just find the one that sounds like you and give the fix a try.
And look, remember, this exercise has to work for your body, not the other way around. If you've got tight hamstrings, a little towel under the knees can give you the slack you need. If your low back is sensitive, just don't go as far. A smaller, controlled movement is always, always better than a larger, painful one.
All right, as we start to wrap this up, let's circle all the way back to our main idea, the philosophy that really governs not just this exercise, but so much of Pilates. You know, I absolutely love this visual. Think about peeling a really valuable sticker off a surface. You wouldn't just rip it off, would you? No way. You'd do it slowly, carefully, making sure every single bit comes up smoothly without tearing. That is the exact sensation you are looking for in your spine. Slow, deliberate, and so satisfying.
So it all really boils down to three core principles you can take with you. First, quality always beats height. A small, honest peel is so much better than a big heave. Second, control has to come first. Master that control before you even think about increasing your range or speed. And finally, create balance by pairing this deep curl with movements that extend your spine, like a swan.
And that really leaves us with this one last thought. The roll-up teaches us that the journey is just as important as the destination. The goal isn't just about getting up to a seated position, it's about the quality, the control, and the awareness you build along the way. So the next time you're on your mat, what's your focus going to be?